The following is an excerpt from The High Ground, the novel I wrote about my year in Vietnam. Toy Nguyen, Father of Four. Toy Nguyen was a soft-spoken, round-faced 40-year-old Kit Carson scout who had turned down a high commission with the Arvin Army to work in the field with our platoon. He had been educated at the University of Saigon and spoke both English and French fluently. He also had some kind of advanced degree in banking, and he and his family had been very well off in the Vietnam of the 1950s and early 1960s. He had given up a lot to become an ordinary soldier, and all of us really appreciated his quiet courage and uncanny ability to disarm booby traps and get captured Viet Cong to spill their guts. Toy's love of country, family, and freedom consumed his every thought, and unlike me and most every other American in country, he was fighting to win. To him, the war was a life and death struggle. There were no R&Rs and guaranteed rotation after 1 year for Toy and his loved ones, and his insights into the war and what was really going on in Vietnam never failed to hold my interest. Of my many conversations with Toy, the one I remember most clearly took place after a card game in his hooch. Toy was the best five-card stud poker player on the base, and his reputation for never leaving the table a loser was well-earned, as was mine for never walking away a winner. Late that night, after everyone had cashed in and left, our conversation turned to his brother, Quang, who was serving in the North Vietnamese Army. "I received a letter from him a few weeks ago," Toy explained. "It made me very happy to hear from him. It is usually by word of mouth that I know if he is alive or dead." "Has he seen the light yet?" I asked Toy. "No, I'm afraid not. Actually, he is much worse now. He is really under their spell. Their propaganda is very good. His letter was full of their slogans." "Like what?" I asked. "The North is sure that you will soon tire of your commitment. I know better, but Quang doesn't. America is an honorable country. Unlike Quang, I have read much of your history. You have always helped those wishing to be free, and you have lost a war." He looked away for a moment, lost in thought, and then added, "A man is not a man if he is not free. We Vietnamese are new to being free, but we are getting better at it every day. Our leaders are not very good yet, but they will improve too. Quang has made a horrible mistake, but I love him very much." Trying to change the subject, I pointed to the beautifully framed photographs of his wife and four daughters, which were proudly displayed on the same wall which served as background for a miniature Buddhist shrine that he had erected in his hooch. Toy was a devout Buddhist, and he was always on the lookout for potential converts. He had explained that the 10 major sins to me, what they were, and on numerous occasions he told me how hard it is for one to get into nirvana. Things like knowledge, unselfishness, perfect self-control, enlightenment, and a kindly attitude were all required, and although he wasn't yet there, it sure seemed to me that Toy was already well on his way. He cheered up immediately when I asked, "How are Mai and the kids?" "They are all well, thank you. I am a lucky man indeed. Mai, of course, wishes I was closer to home, and it is not good that the two little ones are growing up without a father, but like you and your friends, I am doing what I must." "The girls are all so pretty," I said. "Thank you," he said, proudly looking back at their pictures. "I had hoped for boys, but now I am very grateful that they were girls. I will not someday have to give them to the war." He suddenly looked very tired. He took a deep breath and sighed. "You know, my friend, some days I believe it will never end. 30 years now. So many, many dead. And I fear that being raised with war has made us as a people. I can't explain it. But it is wrong to grow up as I have, as my parents did, and now as my children are. I can only hope it will be different for my children's children." "It will, Toy, I'm sure of it." "So am I," he said, "with your wonderful country's help."